Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning trees and shrubs. Pruning is the removal of plant parts, such as shoots, branches, fronds, and flowers. Plants may be pruned for a number of reasons. Determine why you're pruning a plant before you begin, and prune on a regular basis instead of waiting until plants are overgrown and leggy. Pruning can be an effective way to limit the spread of disease and insects to other portions of the plant or to neighboring plants without using pesticides. Pruning young trees properly can also help avoid major pruning issues down the road. Avoid having to prune your tree or shrub excessively by choosing a plant that will be the right size for the location when fully grown. Different species should be pruned at different times of the year for best results, so do research on your plants before you start snipping. For more information on pruning, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tomatoes. Tomatoes are a very popular garden vegetable and are rich in vitamins A and C. They can be grown in many different ways, including in containers, in the ground, or in a greenhouse. Start your plants from seed or buy plants from your local garden center. In the spring, they should be planted as soon as frost danger has passed. Plant them slightly deeper than they grew in the flat to provide a deeper root system. Staking any variety will help to keep fruit off the ground and to conserve space. Suckering is the practice of removing side branches as they emerge. This reduces the number of fruit, but those produced will be larger and easier to find. Get the best flavor by harvesting your tomatoes when they're fully ripe. For more information about tomatoes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida Yards and Neighborhoods, Principle Number 3, Fertilize Appropriately. Plants need nutrients to grow and typically get them from the soil, but sometimes we apply fertilizer to help them along. Apply the right type of fertilizer at the right time for best results. Different types of fertilizer encourage plant growth in different ways. Some nutrients promote lush green growth, while others support blooms and roots. So do research before you apply fertilizer to any plant. Plants also benefit from the right amount of fertilizer. Over-fertilizing can aggravate pest problems, stimulate excessive growth, and lead to the need for frequent watering. Over-fertilizing can cause pollution of our waterways and groundwater. Before you apply any fertilizer, make sure you read and understand the label and that you follow all instructions. For more information on Florida-friendly practices, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, figuring out what fertilizer to use. Fertilizer is food for your plants and can be purchased in two main forms, inorganic or organic. Inorganic fertilizers are mined or synthetic minerals, while organic fertilizers are derived from living organisms. Different plants have different nutrient needs, and in many cases a fertilizer product may not be necessary, so know your plant's needs and do your homework before you purchase and apply fertilizers. Consider having your soil tested for pH and nutrients to see what is present and what it may need. Kits are available from your county extension office. Slow-release products require fewer applications and are less likely to leach nutrients into the water supply. Buy and use fertilizers wisely so that your lawn and landscape thrive while our natural environment survives. For more information on fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, creating a butterfly garden. Butterfly gardening is a popular hobby with many rewards. Of the 760 butterfly species found in North America, about 100 of them can be found in Florida. It's not hard to get them in your yard, but it does take a little planning. The completed butterfly garden feeds both adult butterflies and their caterpillars. Many butterflies will drink nectar from a variety of flowering plants, but their caterpillars are often limited as to which plants they can feed on. Butterflies are attracted to brightly colored, simple flowers that have good perching platforms. A wide assortment of flowers is better than having just a few kinds. To make sure that nectar is always available, choose your flowers so that there is always something in bloom. For more information on butterfly gardening, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.